From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A defiant Congresswoman, Maxine Waters, is disputing charges she violated House ethics rules. The 10-term California Democrat releasing documents today aimed at undercutting the complaint she sought federal money to bail out a bank where her husband is a major stockholder. Waters says she's gone above and beyond House disclosure requirements and denies any wrongdoing.
Neither my staff nor I engaged in any improper behavior, and we did not influence anyone, and we did not gain any benefit.
Waters is charged with three counts, including violating a rule on House credibility, violating the spirit and letter of a rule regarding improper influence, and violation of government codes of conduct. U.S. drug czar says he welcomes additional funding for border security. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports the comments come as President Obama signed a $600 million piece of legislation.
National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kerlikowske spoke at a border security conference in El Paso. He said that while vast improvements have been made in border security, additional resources were welcome.
I'm pleased that the additional money is forthcoming. I was pleased that the Senate was called back to pass this.
President Barack Obama signed into law a bill that provides $600 million that will go to increased manpower and technology along the U.S.-Mexico border. Kerlikowske praised Mexico for supporting social programs that combat drug addiction and strengthen local communities. He also said that currently there is unprecedented cooperation between the United States and Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
The government's main point person on the BP oil spill, retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, says the drilling of a relief well will continue. He says that will allow engineers to pump mud and cement into the well from below. Meanwhile, the state of Alabama has announced it's suing BP and others for damages the state suffered as a result of the oil spill in the Gulf. NPR's Kathy Lowe reports state officials say BP has inflicted catastrophic harm on the state.
Attorney General Troy King says the state is suing to make Alabama whole. King did not specify how much that would take, but legal papers show he's seeking an unspecified amount of economic damages plus punitive damages against BP, Transocean, and others associated with the spill. King says the companies damaged Alabama's coast and economy through negligent or wanton failure to adhere to industry standards, and that the defendants attempted to downplay and conceal the severity of the spill. According to the lawsuits, oil that leaked for 87 days and chemical dispersants used to clean it up have polluted and damaged the waters, estuaries, beaches, and other areas. And the Alabama Attorney General claims the substances will continue to damage state resources for generations to come. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Amid mixed economic news, stocks are ending the week lower. The Dow was down 16 points to close at 10,303. For the week, the Dow dropped 3.3%. This is NPR. Former NASA Chief Sean O'Keefe's condition is said to be improving following the plane crash earlier in the week that claimed the life of former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens and four others. A spokesperson at the hospital where O'Keefe is being treated for his injury says his condition has now been upgraded from critical to serious. O'Keefe's son, who was also on board the small plane, remains in fair condition along with two others. The group was flying to a fishing camp on Monday when their small plane crashed into a mountainside. An autopsy shows the five who were killed in the crash, including Stevens, died as a result of blunt force trauma. Russia says it is continuing to make progress in putting out wildfires that have burned hundreds of thousands of acres over the past 3 weeks. More than 500 fires are still burning. But as Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, there's little respite for those battling the fires.
The Russian Emergencies Ministry says 160,000 acres of forest are ablaze, down from more than 200,000 acres yesterday. In the Moscow region, where 29 fires are still burning, firefighting efforts were helped by overnight rain. The capital received more rain in a few hours than for the whole of July. New fires continue to flare up across the country, including near a nuclear research center in the worst-hit region of Nizhny Novgorod. Fires outside Sarov, the birthplace of Soviet nuclear weapons, had been extinguished earlier in the week. Another nuclear threat comes from the forests near the Ukrainian border that were contaminated with fallout from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. State meteorologists monitoring radiation levels there say there has been no increase. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Businesses boosted their inventories for a sixth straight month in June. The Commerce Department says business inventories were up 0.3%, while sales fell 0.6%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for